It is he who sends down water from the sky, which provides drinking water for you and brings forth fodder to pasture your cattle. With it he grows for you crops, olives, date palms, grapes, and every kind of fruit. Surely there is a great sign in this for those who think. He has subjected to your service the night and the day, the sun and the moon, and likewise the stars also serve you by his command. Surely there are signs in this for people who use their common sense. In the earth he has created things of different colors. Surely there is a sign in this for those who want to get reminded. It is he who has subjected the sea to your service, that you may eat fresh meat therefrom, and that you may bring out of it ornaments to wear, and you see that ships plow their course through it. He has done all this so that you may seek his bounty, and so that you may pay thanks to him. He has set mountains on the earth, lest it should move away with you. He also made rivers and roads so that you may find your way, and likewise made landmarks and the stars for your guidance. Is then he who has created all this like the one who cannot create? Why don't you understand? If you want to count the favors of Allah, you will never be able to count them. Surely Allah is forgiving and merciful. And Allah knows what you conceal and what you reveal. Those whom they invoke besides Allah have created nothing, but are themselves created. They are dead, not living. They do not even know when they will be raised to life again.